I want to start this episode with just a little bit of a story. Recently, I was working in a school doing professional development and consulting, and a principal asked me, "Monica, what do you think causes staff to stay?" And first of all, I want to give massive kudos to the principal for asking that question, because I think that if you have to ask that question, it's likely because you are struggling with teacher retention, getting teachers to stay in the building, getting teachers to stay on staff. And I want you to know that that's not a very, very rare problem. In fact, it's a very, very common problem right now. We understand that. Teacher retention rates are just kind of out of whack. But when the principal asked that question, I was able to deliver a pretty clear answer. And this answer is based off of, yes, my own experience as a classroom teacher, but also from what I have seen in schools all across the country. And so I want to deliver a fact to you. Teachers don't leave buildings when they feel a ton of love from the people within. That's just the truth. Now, I understand that there are obviously some outliers, right? Sometimes people relocate their lives, and so they have to find a different school district. Sometimes, honestly, it's just a financial thing. It truly is. Like, this school district is paying $10,000 more, so I'm leaving. But 9 times out of 10, teachers are willing to make less money if they genuinely feel more love. That's just heart versus head. I'm not saying that it's bad when teachers leave places for money, and I'm not saying it's good either, but I'm just telling you what has happened in my own experiences and what has happened to the, honestly, thousands of teachers that I've talked to about this is time and time again, teachers are saying, "I'm not leaving my district because I love my job. And one of the number one reasons why I love my job is because I feel so much love from the principal, from the students, and from the staff." So if love is a game changer in this equation of getting teachers to stay, then I think the big question is, how can we create more love? And it's interesting because back a few months ago, I asked thousands of teachers on Instagram whether or not they were having a staff holiday party back in December. And I got tons of people to vote, and I got tons of direct messages on this topic. And honestly, it was about 75% of schools were hosting staff parties, 25% were not. And of those 75% that were, only about 50% of them were actually excited about it. So what I want to do in this episode is give you a few ideas on how you can actually have a successful staff party or a successful staff climate and culture booster. And this ranges everything from $0 to, maybe you do have a bit of a budget. And this episode is for teachers because I do think that teachers can step up and play a role in that planning process. I've done that. I've never been a school principal, and I myself have now planned 2 staff parties, both of which were a ton of fun. But this is also for principals. I know that there are a lot of principals who listen to this podcast, and if you're like, "Man, I just feel like my staff is stuck," or "My staff is down in the dumps," or you want to reward your staff with something fun and special because you've had such a great school year, this is the episode for you, because you can take this and apply it to maybe a spring party or an end of the year party, or you can keep this in mind for a future holiday party. But overall, by the end of this, I want you to see that, like, those things make a difference. Getting your staff to celebrate each other and say, "We're not talking about standards, we're not talking about test scores, we're not talking about school data, we're not talking about truancy, we're not talking about any of those things. We are literally saying, let's have some pizza, let's have some fun, let's sing, let's dance, let's do something that is not school related because we're humans and we deserve that." I'm very excited about this episode. Let's get into it. There is awesome in every single school day. So here is the big question. How can teachers like us, who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life. Let me begin by fully admitting that I understand that staff culture can be very complex. It can be very complicated. And I think just because of that, oftentimes principals and staff kind of just steer away from doing a mid-year party or an end-of-the-year party that is just for their teachers and their paras and the office staff and pretty much anyone who works in the building. In fact, I actually got some feedback from a few people, and one person that I talked to said, our staff just isn't even the kind of staff to even consider hosting a staff party. There is simply no cohesiveness. So if a staff party was even a possibility, nobody would show up. Like, they just wouldn't go. We simply don't like each other. And while I appreciate the honesty and the transparency on that, like, that breaks my heart. At the same time, I get it. At this point in my career, I have worked in 3 different buildings. In 2 out of the 3 of those buildings, I would say had amazing staff culture. And I have attended parties with staff in those 2 buildings. The staff building that I have worked in that didn't have a strong staff culture, there were parties I just chose not to attend. So I want you to know at the start of this episode, I get that. I get that, like, even if there was one, not all people are going to go because it just doesn't feel like you're included, or it doesn't feel like that's a safe space for you. I also talked with somebody else and they said, we actually used to have one in the past and they were so fun, but lately we haven't had one because the feeling just hasn't been there. And when I asked why, they said, like, staff turnover happened and a bunch of the kind of veteran teachers who helped to organize it left and a bunch of new teachers came in and we just really haven't gotten the momentum. And I can understand that as well, because towards the end of my 10 years at a middle school that I worked in, there were a lot of newer teachers. And you have to work really hard when new teachers come into the building to actually get to know them. Another person I talked to said, yeah, we didn't have a party. And I was like, how come? And she said, straight up, the principal said, I'm not doing that. And I was like, oh, seriously? And she's like, yeah, the staff really gets along. The staff and the teachers totally support each other. But the principal's just like, that's not really my thing. I wouldn't even know how to go about, like, planning something. And so let this be a reminder, if that's kind of the building that you're in, or maybe you're a principal in a building and you're like, I don't really know how to organize or plan parties. I get it. Okay, I totally do. Is there somebody in your school who is good at that? Because I don't think that principals have to be good at every single task. I think that principals sometimes just need to be very good at delegating and saying, you know what, this person's going to plan it this year. And that's actually a perfect segue into the holiday party that happens in my district with my own staff this year. Is somehow, I wasn't even part of the original conversation, but somehow a group of teachers that I love and work with on a daily basis came up to me and said, hey, Monica, you're planning the staff party this year. And I was like, what? And they're like, yeah, you're planning it this year. We already talked to the superintendent. You're doing it. And I was like, okay, all right. And so that caught me a little bit off guard, because I was like, I've never planned this staff party before, but I'm willing to do this. So chatted with a few people, started kind of collecting some opinions. And before you know it, I've got an idea. Okay. And I wasn't sure how it was going to go because I'm still kind of newer to this environment. And so what was decided was that I was spearheading a karaoke staff party. And I'm like, I know for sure I can get at least a few staff members singing. I'm going to step up and sing, but I kind of had it as a goal in the back of my head to get 100% of people who show up at this holiday karaoke party to sing. And so there was some buzz about it. And, I was working my way through the hallways doing rounds each morning, being like, hey, you gonna go? What's your song of choice? This kind of thing. Just kind of planting some seeds. And on the actual night of the party, it was spectacular. Okay. I do think that everyone should have their go-to karaoke song. Mine, a little inappropriate maybe. But my top karaoke song is Genie in a Bottle by Christina Aguilera. I'm a little embarrassed to admit it, but also not afraid to admit it. That is a 90s anthem, and I think that the lyrics, while completely inappropriate for school, it's hard not to sing along. So did I sing Christina Aguilera, Genie in a Bottle? Yes, I did. Did I also take it upon myself to sign staff members up for songs? Because I knew that like this could be fun. I knew that this could be good. And so one of our younger teachers, I went ahead and just signed her up for Barbie Girl. And I thought she was going to be like, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. She stepped up to that microphone. She got us going with Barbie Girl, and that was a huge success. So then I just kept it going and trying to figure out, like, if I was that person, what song do I think that I could get them to sing? And I'm going to tell you, by the end of the night, we had 98% of the staff who was present singing a karaoke song. It was hilarious. It was spectacular. We were cohesive. One of my most favorite moments of the night was when we signed the PE, the elementary PE teacher up for a song that, God love this teacher, he hears 14 times a day because it's the kid's favorite. He plays jams while they're doing their activities. The Whip and Nay Nay. You know, the watch me whip, now watch me nay nay. We signed him up and we're like, oh my God, he absolutely knows every lyric. Will he actually do it? And he did. And it was hilarious. And everybody was clapping and everyone was singing along. And it was so much fun. I'm going to tell you, I absolutely signed another friend of mine up for T-Pain. You know that song, Buy You a Drink by T-Pain? Also, just super inappropriate. Did it happen? Yes, it did. It was quite the performance. Did we get the school board to sing a song? Yes, we did. Did we get the superintendent to sing a song? Yes. Did we get the principal to sing multiple songs? Yes, we did. I am telling you, the different sides of people that come out at a staff party are just so fun and so real and so eye-opening, and it just humanizes our profession. There were so many people that I was just like, I love this side of you. I don't see this side of you at school because school's a professional setting. And this was a personal setting where we could just be humans and have chips and salsa together and cheers each other. And at the end of the night, do you know what we all sang together? Literally, it almost brought me to tears, but I tried to not cry because I'm like, girl, this is crazy. You shouldn't be crying, but the entire staff saying, we are family, okay? Who is that? Sister Sledge? Is that who sings that? But it was amazing, and we had our arms around each other, and we were laughing, and we were high-fiving. This staff party was so fun. And do I think that it actually brought people together? Yes, because I've got proof of that, because the very next week, that was on a Friday night, the very next Monday, there was a different vibe. Just a more like, hey, that was so fun. Hey, it was cool seeing you outside of school. Hey, thank you so much for singing that Eminem song. That was so fun. Who knew that you could drop a beat like that? And I think that is what is so special when we say, listen, we know everyone's busy. We know everyone's got a clogged schedule. We know that you've got baseball games for your own kids. We know that you are the youth pastor at your church. We know that you've been teaching for 25 years and you probably just want to go home and have Chinese with your spouse or significant other. Like, everyone's schedule is clogged. Everyone's life is chaotic. Everyone could simply say, oh my gosh, not this year, maybe next year. Not this time, but remember next year. Like, everyone could do that. But what happens when you just open up the possibility to saying, hey, we're going to have a good time. It's not this all-night event. We're going to do this for 2 hours. Come for an hour. Come as you are. It's casual. It was a very casual party. I think that's another thing is when I talked to staff members, they said, we never go because our school district does a really fancy thing. And it's a plated meal and you have to dress up and it costs $50 a person. They say they always get disappointed because not many people sign up. But what teacher wants to spend $50 on a plated formal event? They're like, we're teachers. Are you kidding me? So what I loved about this is it was so casual. We had people in like sweatshirts and tights and it was just a chill environment. We brought in cookie platters and had chips and salsa. One of the board members actually brought homemade salsa in. Like, it was awesome. So this is just a simple example of something that your staff could do. What's the cost on something like this? Well, I'll be honest, it could be free. You could do this for absolutely for free, okay? You could rent out a space and you could hire a DJ and do the karaoke thing. You could do that. Or what you could do is ask your local VFW or your local Moose or like somewhere, because I do recommend it being off campus. I do recommend it not being in your staff lounge or recommend it not being in the school gym or school cafeteria. If that's the only way that you can do it, hell yeah, do it. But do you know how many places are willing to say, yes, you can use our meeting space for free? We love teachers. We support you guys. They're willing to do that for free. And then what you do is you bring in a projector from your school library. You bring in a laptop from your school. You find speakers from your school, your tech person, your librarian, your media specialist has all of these things. If you have none of those positions at your school, because I am in a really small school district and we don't always have all of these fancy positions, somebody at your school is good at tech and knows how to get on YouTube and find the karaoke version of songs and hook up some wireless microphones. I know it. I know that they do, okay? And you just host a little karaoke shindig. Now, we're going to get into some other ideas in the second half of this episode that's going to be coming up soon. But I'm telling you, you're going to want to stick around because there's another idea that is very fun and very competitive. And I also have some other quick and simple free ideas too. I 100% believe that schools deserve to be celebrated. Staff deserves to be celebrated. We deserve to also engage in professional development that's actually going to make a difference, that's going to end the school year on a good note, or that's going to kick off the school year on a good note. I understand as a fellow classroom teacher that sometimes professional development feels like one more thing. It feels like something else on the to-do list, and then you walk away being like, that idea wasn't relevant. That's not going to work in my school. That person hasn't even been in a classroom in 20 years. And honestly, we walk away a little bit jaded. But that is why I want to let you know that you deserve to have awesome PD in your school, and I would love to make that happen for your staff. I am currently booking for next school year, and there are still dates available, so you can get really engaging ideas, really simple strategies, and the motivation and the pump up that we need to have our best school year yet. I have done professional development keynotes, workshops, in services in schools and states all across the country. And one thing remains true. When we have meaningful professional development, it actually sets the stage for a meaningful school year. If there is something that I can do to support your school, your staff, or your students, then check out monicagenta.com/PD. That's monicagenta.com/PD. I am booking dates from now and actually until the next 18 months. And so it's never too soon, or maybe never too late, to check out possible dates to see what we can cook up together. Every single event I do is customized to your students, your needs, your school district, and your budget, which means that we could absolutely partner to create something positive and proactive for your staff. You can check out monicagenta.com/PD, and there's also a direct link in the show notes. I would love to transform your next event from average to awesome, because that's what we deserve in the world of professional development as classroom teachers. For this next idea, I want to just ask a really simple question. How competitive is your staff? Because I have worked in schools that are ultra competitive, and I actually think that that's an ultra great opportunity to do something like a staff party with bowling. Like B-O-W-L-I-N-G. One of my most favorite staff parties of all time was when we rented out a bowling alley for just our school, and we had a ton of fun. We got into teams. Some of us even made team names and team t-shirts. Some people didn't go that hardcore, which was also fine, but it was a blast. Ironically, I was also in charge of that one because my principal came to me and said straight up, "Monica, I'm bogged down with things, okay? You have good ideas. Here's the budget. See what you can make happen with this amount of money, and here are some possible dates." So again, I just went kind of around my teacher friends and went hall to hall and were like, "Hey, what are your thoughts on this?" And there seemed to be a lot of good energy around bowling. So we had an end of the school year bowling party. We got a shit ton of Little Caesars hot and readies because that fit in the budget. We seriously got like $36 pizzas from the Little Caesars. They even cut us a deal. Why? Because I asked. Because you can ask people for sweet deals as teachers. They're willing to give you a little bit of wiggle room. I also called the bowling alley to see if we could rent out the entire place because we would need every single lane. They cut us a really good deal on both the shoe rental and also the price per game. And then I just made a little like invite on Canva. And I'm telling you, so many staff members came to that. I don't have the exact numbers because this was a few years back, but I'm going to say, honestly, like 90% of staff came to that end of the year holiday party. It was like a, I don't know if it's a holiday. Well, here's what I will say. The last day of school is a holiday. So it was a holiday party. We just happened to do it in the spring. But it was really fun because some groups made like team names, like the Pen Pals. Oh, get it? Pen Pals. Pen Pals, like pins, like bowling pins. One of my favorite names, just going to throw it out there, were the Bullshitters. Okay, that's good stuff. But we got into teams and we played a few, what is it, rounds of bowling? Frames of bowling? Games of bowling? And of course, you know, there are the screens that kind of hang above each of the lanes. And so we were taking lots of victory photos with who had the highest score. And somebody freaking out of nowhere was actually legit good at bowling. They had like the whole like spin on the ball and their like right leg shot behind their left leg. They looked like ESPN professional bowlers and they were getting strikes left and right. Evidently, three strikes in a row was a turkey. And they were bowling like a 250. I think a perfect game is like a 300. But nonetheless, so much stinking fun. So there's two ideas right there, right? A party that had karaoke and people brought trays of cookies and chips and salsa. Another party that was a bowling alley and we got hot and readies. That doesn't take a ton of effort to plan. That doesn't take a ton of time. It just takes somebody saying, you know what, this is important. And because we're planning it, we're also going to encourage people to come. I think sometimes we set a date on the calendar and say, here's the date. We send out an email or an invite, but then we don't actually recruit. I think you have to recruit to these parties. I think you have to say, like, we would love to see you there. As a reminder, here's the date. We would love to encourage you to go, even if it's for an hour. Like, I think that we can't just set a date and say, whoever wants to come will come. I think to a certain degree, yes, that's true. But like, are you saying like, we're so excited about this. We hope to see you there. Here's a reminder about this. Come as you are. Bring your spouse or significant other if you want to or need to. Like, those are all really important factors in this. But I also talked to some schools and some staff who were just like, listen, we don't want another thing on the schedule because we already have the Christmas concert. We already have like the holiday chili supper. We have all of these things. So what they did was right after school, they did some things that were just staff community builders, right? One person messaged me and said, our principal brought in a massage therapist who was there for like an hour. And it was unbelievable how many people got excited about having their feet rubbed. Like, that's not my jam, but that sounds awesome. Would your school like that? Another person said, we did a super fun after school gingerbread decorating contest as a staff. It was very competitive and it was very, very funny. Love that. Is there a potluck? Like, is there an opportunity for everyone to bring in their favorite soup and make it a super party? Okay. One person said, like, just going out to eat together. It doesn't even have to be an activity. One of my most fun parties was when we went to a restaurant over somebody's house or an actual venue. We just ate together and laughed together, and it was really fun. Another staff said that they had a murder mystery party. It was so fun, and it was so competitive. Nice. Another person said they rented out a movie theater. All of us got free tickets and a coupon for a free drink and a free popcorn. We were also able to bring our families, and so that was really cool. Amazing. Another staff said, we actually got a free ticket to a Cardinal game and we rented a bus. It was a ton of fun. Love that. Another group of people messaged me and said that one of our favorite things, and it's simple, is a white elephant gift exchange. Absolutely, yes. But those are just some simple ideas. My question is your staff going to do an end of the year party? If not, why not? Is it because somebody isn't planning it and leading it? Well, what if that person is you? You're listening to this podcast. Now you've got ideas. Be proactive about this too. Next year, are you going to have a holiday party? Maybe better question, did you have one this year? How did it go? How can you replicate something awesome like that? If you didn't have one this year, why not? Again, was it because nobody planned one? Now you're way proactive. Now you can be so stinking proactive about this. Listen, I understand that it is expensive and time consuming to hire and rehire and scour the world for certified amazing teachers. That's so time consuming. It's also so expensive for school districts to hire for somebody for a year or two and then they leave. And if you aren't doing exit interviews on why they left, you should. Why'd they leave? That's a simple question. And if they're leaving on good terms, they'll tell you they're leaving on good terms. If they're leaving on bad terms, they'll also tell you because they got nothing to lose. Like, listen, it was because of shitty leadership. And then you can ask follow-up questions. It was because I don't even feel like I was a part of this school. Ask follow-up questions. I think really, yes, this is about having staff climate and culture and the opportunities to celebrate people with some staff parties, for sure. That's what this episode is about. But I think what this is about in a bigger picture is how we are doing keeping people happy and safe and loved in our buildings. Because I said it at the beginning of the episode and I want to say it again. People who feel love by the staff and the students and the superintendent don't leave their buildings. They don't, because they actually feel like they are part of something bigger. They are part of something unified. It sounds cliche, but they are part of your school family. And so what I want to do is build that school family up for you. I want to create an environment where people are like, yeah, that school down the road is offering $7,000 more, but I love this building. Or like, listen, I know our insurance premium went up this year, but to relocate to another school and to go through that whole application process. I don't know if it's worth it because I know that these people have my back. I know that my teacher, BFF, has my best interests at heart. And I know that if something wild happens, that I'm going to have a group of people come behind me and say like, yeah, we can step up. We can help you out. Friends, I cannot wait to hear your thoughts and reflections on this episode. But also, I would love to have that conversation in person. I would love to end up in your school. I would love to end up in your gym or on your stage or in your multi-purpose room leading professional development for your staff either at the end of this school year or next school year. Because I'm planning, okay? I got a whole thing happening. And if you're listening to this and you don't have your PD plan for next year, shoot me a message. Shoot me an email, monica@monicajensa.com. Let's get to discussing this. monicajensa.com/PD. Check it out. I would love to create something custom and awesome for you guys. All right, teacher friends. I want to thank you for listening to this episode. But as always, I want to just thank you for living this teacher life.